A spin doctor who once worked for Cambodia's prime minister has bought the last remaining independent newspaper in Cambodia. The PR man from Malaysia has promised to uphold the paper's editorial standards, but many staff quit in a mass protest after being told to remove a story about the change of ownership. The exodus has renewed concerns about freedom of the press following the closure of another paper, the Cambodia Daily, last year. Marcus Holmes is one of those who's resigned from the Phnom Penh Post. He was its CEO. We spoke earlier. Marcus Holmes, thank you for speaking with us. Can you tell us why did you resign as CEO of the Phnom Penh Post?
I was put in a position where my chief editor, editor-in-chief, Kim Song, was sacked in front of me for what I felt was just doing his job. And it put me in such a difficult position, I just felt I could not work with the new management team at the Post.
And what was it that Kam Song was fired for?
He was fired for what the new owners called an error of judgment, a grave mistake, in publishing the story that we published on Sunday, well, Monday morning.
Which was the story about the paper's change of ownership.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
So what do you know about the new editor of the paper, Sivakumar Ganapathy?
Almost nothing. We were all kept very much in the dark about who the new owners were, what was going on, and I believe that was intentional. So Monday morning, we were expecting to have a meeting and be introduced to the new owners, and instead we just had a huge argument about how we shouldn't have published the story that we did publish, and that led to quite a few people resigning, including myself, so I still don't know anything about them.
I noticed that Asia PR lists Hun Sen, the Prime Minister of Cambodia, as a client, Asia PR being the new owners. From what you understand, was the Prime Minister involved in any way in the sale of the paper?
No, absolutely not. I'm still firmly of the opinion this is not political, that this is purely a business and philosophical difference between an Australian owner and a Malaysian owner.
So the new buyer of the Phnom Penh Post has said in a statement that it would uphold the paper's independence and editorial principles. Is that credible? Do you believe them?
Yes, for a given value of what they believe editorial independence to be, which is the crux of the argument yesterday. The American-trained journalists who believe that editorial independence means they can literally write whatever they like and they get to decide what gets published is kind of at odds with the Malaysian viewpoint of editorial independence operating within a context of the owner being able to decide what is published in that paper.
So this is where two cultures, if you like, of journalism are coming up against each other in that broader context of Cambodia's constrained space for democratic conversation.
Exactly. But I think it's a wider conflict between philosophies, between the kind of Western democratic style and especially the American style of journalism and the Asian understanding of what freedom and what democracy and what leadership means.
So in that case, I guess I need to ask you again if you think Phnom Penh Post is going to remain a free and open media outlet for Cambodians, or do you think it's going to succumb to that different view of what a newspaper should do?
I don't think it will become politically motivated. I do think the owner will take more control over what gets published than the previous Australian owner did. And so therefore, whether you classify that as still a free and independent newspaper really depends on what you classify as independent journalism.
Marcus Holmes, the former CEO of the Phnom Penh Post.